You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day, he is the president of the Motherlode Fair Board, Ron Hamilton. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's going to be a busy weekend for you. This weekend, what would have been the Motherlode Fair itself will not take place. However, the virtual livestock auction is going to take place. This is new to all of us, Ron. So what can you tell us about the virtual livestock auction?
Well, it is different this year, but you know, when we decided that we couldn't have a fair, we knew that we wanted something to happen for the kids. The kids have already purchased or bred their livestock for the target date for the fair of this weekend, because you know, the animals have to come in a specific weight range. For example, pigs have to come in between 210 and 280 pounds. And so they have to be born at a certain time of year, and steers have to be born at a certain time of year and things like that. So all the students already had their livestock projects underway for this year's fair when the cancellation took place. So we knew that they had money invested and that we needed to continue to do something for them. So Kim Himbold, our livestock superintendent, has worked very, very hard and put in a lot of hours and training classes and webinars to put on a virtual livestock auction that will run from Friday at 3 o'clock until Sunday morning. And it's Sunday morning, it'll start shutting down. But I'll explain that a little more into this interview.
Will the animals actually be at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, so what happens is Thursday morning, the pigs come in starting at 5 a.m., and every 10 minutes, a pig will get delivered. And so the students don't get out of their vehicles because of the COVID virus. They pull in, and professional agriculture people will unload their animals, get them weighed, and they're actually judged right there on the scale. And so that way they can either go to the pen or go home, because if they don't make a specific weight or market ready, they have to go home. If they make market ready and weight, then they go to their pen. And then once all 69 pigs have been weighed and put into their pens, then starting about 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, then they will start the hog show. And those same adults will bring, using social distancing, masks, all that, will bring the pigs in by class, by weight class, and the judge will judge them and he'll pick a champion. And then they'll take a break, and then we start all over again that afternoon with beef. So the beef will come in, and then Friday we do it all over again with goats and sheep.
And lambs and rabbits.
Yes, and lambs and rabbits. So we have 69 swine coming in this year on Thursday, and then 16 steers will come in the afternoon. And then on Friday, 21 lambs, 22 goats, and 8 rabbits. You know, normally we do two different auctions. We do a Saturday night auction that showcases the swine, the beef, and the sheep. And then Sunday morning, we do what's called a small livestock auction, which showcases all the rest of the animals. But this year, we'll be doing one auction.
Okay. Now, is it too late to register to be a part of the auction?
Absolutely not. They can go to the Motherlode Fair and to our website and all the information there, or they can call the fairgrounds and get information on how to do that at 532-7428. So this auction is going to start at 3 o'clock on Friday, and it'll go all weekend long. So if you're out at the lake or you're doing whatever you're doing for 4th of July, you can still log in from your phone or your computer, your laptop, whatever, and do your bidding. Then starting Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, the lowest animal in the auction, lot number one, will close at 9 o'clock. Then 90 seconds later, lot two will close, and then 90 seconds later, lot three will close. So they'll have the opportunity to continue to bid through Sunday, but know that once those lots close, the bidding on that animal is done and the buyer has been selected.
Ron, what are we looking at on the website? Is it an actual camera of the animal, or is it pictures of the animal?
That's a great question. So if you go to the website, Motherlode Fair, you'll see that there is a couple of tabs. And so the first tab, that if you want to register as a buyer, the first tab is going to actually say straight up buyer information. And so you'll go into that buyer information, or you'll just click the tab that says exhibitor upload and buyer pre-registration. So you can buy a registration there. Then if you look further down on the website, you'll see where it says beef catalog and swine catalog and sheep catalog. Those catalogs are pictures and stories about every exhibitor showing a steer or every exhibitor showing a swine. And then once the Auction opens up on Friday afternoon at 3. If you go to that student's name and number on the auction form, you can actually watch a video that the kids have made about their project.
And who benefits from this?
The kids actually benefit from this because, you know, they bought the animal or they have breeding stock that they have raised and they pay for all year long. And then they've got the feed and you know, maybe vet bills or money invested to build a pen or a shelter or a small barn for the animal. And so that's how the money's going to go right back to the kid so that they can pay that money back to themselves or to their parents. And then the money that's left over, kids who are continuing next year will use that money that they made as a profit to start their next project, or maybe they'll use it to pay for school. I don't know, like my daughter, 1 year she used her, a couple of years worth to buy a truck, and now she has saved the rest for college. So, you know, it really depends on how the student operates and what they're going to do with, you know, their funds.
All right, Ron, it's definitely a different year. Is there anything else you would like to add before we let you go?
You know, these are really great kids. And during this time of shutdown, these kids have continued to get up each morning, take care of animals, do their schoolwork, do their online classes, groom, feed, you know, work in the rain, work in the heat. And they really deserve a look at. You know, whether you buy an animal or maybe just do an add-on, because this year we have a spot where you can do an add-on and add-on to a child's bid. You know, maybe $5, $10, $15 total. It benefits great kids.
This weekend is the virtual livestock auction, and we have been speaking with the president of the Fair Board, Ron Hamilton. Ron, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Mark. You too. You have a great day.